CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, G4TRN, located in Bristol, transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 21st of May, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Youngsters on the air, camp. RSGB board appointment. Radcom Basics editor. The RSGB has announced a team of young members who will be representing the Society and the UK at this summer's Youngsters on the Air camp. The event, hosted by the Hungarian Radio Amateur Society, MRASZ, will take place in Győr, Hungary, between the 5th and 12th of August. The team is made up of team leader Alexander, 2E0FMZ, and members Henry James, M7XJR, Hannah, M7YYQ, and Jake, M7JNS. You can read more about the camp and the team on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/YOTA-Hungary. The RSGB board has decided to co-opt Ian Shepherd, G4EVK, as a board director until the 2024 AJM. Please see the board's explanation of this appointment on the Society's website at thersgb.org/go/boardcoopt. The RSGB is sad to report that the Radcom Basics editor, Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, wishes to retire later this year. The RSGB thanks Lee for all his hard work and effort in the making of Radcom Basics. If you're interested in taking on the role of Radcom Basics editor, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Last year, the RSGB was approached by the BBC to find experts to contribute to its planned series, The Secret Genius of Modern Life. For episode 1, which takes a look at the bank card, Neil Smith, G4DBN, recreated the Great Seal Bug, a wooden seal given to the United States Embassy in Moscow in 1945, and which contained a covert listening device. The technology developed for the bug was an early example of RFID, which is what allows contactless card payments to work. Neil has now released a series of fascinating videos on his YouTube channel, which explain the history of the bug, as well as the mechanical design and machining necessary to recreate it. You can find the videos in Neil's playlist on Machining and Microwaves, and you can watch the original BBC Two programme on BBC Sounds. This episode will be available for a further 7 months. The RSGB National Radio Centre welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month and needs to expand its team of volunteers. If you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should enjoy meeting people and be prepared to work for a minimum of 1, preferably 2, days per month. The team is particularly interested in recruiting new volunteers who are able to work at the weekend. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup and full training on using the GB2RS radio station will be given. You will be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. For more information about volunteering, please email NRC coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, via nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. Interest in QRP activity is as strong as ever in the worldwide amateur radio community. QRP activity showcases the ability of radio amateurs to communicate using low power and helps to reduce QRM on the amateur bands. This year, QRP Day will be held on the 17th of June. More information is available via the IARU website, IndiaAlfaRomeoUniform.org. Now for details of rallies and events. Well, Retro Trek UK, hosted by the Vintage Wireless Society, is taking place today near Coventry, and the Dunstable Downs Radio Club annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale is also taking place today. The Bury Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Saturday, the 27th of May. The venue will be Sully Sports and Social Club, South Road, Sully, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 645 Sierra Papa. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. for the public and 7:30 a.m. for traders. Free parking is available on site. For more information, contact Steve on 07368 140795. Long way away, the Durham and District Amateur Radio Society Rally will take place on Sunday, the 28th of May. The venue will be Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, Hotel Delta Hotel 6, 5 Alpha Tango. The doors will be open from 10:10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. Admittance is £2. There will be a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Catering and a licensed bar are available on site. For more information, contact Michael Wright, G7TWX, on 07826 924 1902, or on email via deltaalphadeltaalfaromeosierra@golfmikexray.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign Golf Bravo 4 Victor Lima Bravo is active this weekend for the Volunteer Life Brigade Watch House in Tynemouth. The station is operating as part of SOS Radio Week in support of the Volunteer Life Brigade, RNLI, and National Coast Watch Institution. For more information, visit GB4VLB QRZ page, QSL via Logbook of the World. Look out for special call sign Alpha Uniform 40 November Romeo Oscar, which is active until the 30th of June to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the National Institute of Amateur Radio in India. QSL via VU2NRO. Northwest Group Amateur Radio Club in Northern Ireland is running special event stations Golf Bravo Zero Alpha Echo Lima until the 26th of May to commemorate the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's transatlantic flight on the 20th and 21st of May 1932. Earhart became the first woman to fly non-stop and alone across the Atlantic, leaving Harbour Grace on Newfoundland, Canada, and landing 15 hours later in Northern Ireland. QSL via MI0HOZ direct or via the Bureau. Members of ARI Novara will be active as India India 1 Charlie Alpha India until the 30th of June. The special call sign marks the 100th anniversary of the local section of the Italian Alpine Club, founded in 1863. QSL via IQ1NO. Now the DX News. Today is the last chance to work Pete, M1PTR, Tom, M0DCG, and Kieran, M5KJM, /EI6KP, from Stockport Radio Society, who are operating as Echo Juliet 6 Kilo Papa from Great Blasket Island, Echo Uniform 007. The team is active on the 40, 20, possibly 15 meter band using SSB, QSL via the Bureau or OQRS. Bob N7XR is active as Victor 7 /November 7 X-ray Romeo from Carjoon Atoll, OC028, in the Marshall Islands until late June or early July. He operates CW, RITI and FT8 on the 160 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. James KI7MGY will be stationed in Djibouti until June and plans to be QRV as Juliet 28 Hotel Juliet on the 80, 40, 20, 17, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB and FT8. QSL via Logbook of the World. And Giorgio, IU5HUS, will be active as 5 Uniform Alpha 99 Whiskey Sierra from Niamey, Niger, until the 15th of June in his spare time. He will be QRV on the 40 to 10 meter bands using FT8 and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via EA5GL. Now the contest news. Today, the first 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. UK and Crown dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. Also today, the 144 megs May contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC. Using all modes on 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator, UK and Crown dependency stations also send the first two letters of their postcode. On Monday, the 22nd, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80, 40 and 20-meter bands, it exchanges your report. On Tuesday, the 23rd, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 gigs and up bands, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 25th, the 80-meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Saturday the 27th, the CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest starts its 48-hour run at 0 hours UTC. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 28th of May, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.6 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday, the 18th of May, 2023. After last week's NOAA prediction that we would have settled geomagnetic conditions all week, it seems they were right. The KP index never got above 3, a miracle given the recent disruption due to coronal mass ejections and coronal holes. The proton flux from the sun has declined as well. However, an M9 solar flare on Tuesday from active region 3310 and numerous C-class flares may be a precursor to more flare activity next week. With the solar flux index in the 130s and 140s, HF conditions have been quite good. Daytime maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path have usually exceeded 21 MHz, with 24 MHz seeing occasional F2 layer openings, as well as sporadic E propagation. At the moment, the 10-meter band is mainly open to sporadic E propagation, with more DX paths now locked out until the autumn. This is in line with predictions and the ionosphere changes in the northern hemisphere summer, with a change to more diatomic elements, which are harder to ionize. So, will our luck hold out next week? The Space Weather Prediction Centre forecasts that the solar flux index, SFI, will decline slightly to the 120s and this weekend should be geomagnetically settled. However, it's predicting that the KP index will rise again from the 23rd of May, which suggests that the KP index may hit 4 or even 5 for a few days before becoming more settled again from the 30th. The United States Air Force disagrees and thinks the SFI will be higher, perhaps hitting 145 or 155 by the 28th. It agrees that we are in for more unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 24th to the 28th, possibly due to a coronal hole rotating into an Earth-facing position. So, expect MUS to decline if the KP index goes up, with poor overall HF conditions. It's certainly looking like this weekend may see the best conditions for HF, so we suggest you get your DXing in right now, with 14 and 21 MHz offering the best prospects. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The upcoming weather week will be predominantly high pressure driven, with an elongated region of high pressure from the Azores to Scandinavia. However, there is still scope for a few blemishes, and as we end the current week, it comes as isolated showers, especially in the south, and weakening fronts over northwestern Britain. Early next week, a brief period of low pressure over the near continent will threaten some heavier rain for southeastern areas. Concentrating on the high pressure part of the story, this means Tropo's a strong player and will hopefully be in attendance for the 144 MHz May contest and 144 MHz Backpackers contest this weekend. Remember that in the summer months, Tropo becomes much weaker over the land during the stronger heating of the daytime sunshine, but can become quite widespread overnight and around coasts. The rainfall component can lead to good rain scatter options, especially as the summer usually produces more intense rainfall, so it performs better as a scatterer on the gigahertz bands. The other primary propagation mode is going to be sporadic E as we move into the peak summer months, followed by the position of jet streams on the upper air charts shown on PropQuest UK and described in a daily blog. Don't forget there are always modes like Aurora and Meteor Scatter which can add to the excitement, but will need to be checked each day. Moon declination is at its highest this week, with the Dubus EME 10 gigs and up SSB and CW contest peaking on Monday. With apogee next Friday, pass losses will continue to increase. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate early next week, becoming low by Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news, selected for my 2-meter coverage. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links, where known. The UK online amateur radio community's Discord server runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The server has multiple channels covering every conceivable interest within amateur radio. Activities include a weekly slow to medium speed CW net, a fortnightly Zoom social called the Rubber Duck, and a multiple-platform digital bridge that's available across multiple networks including DMR, Echolink, D-Star and All-Star. All of this can be accessed for free. For more information, see oscaralpharomeocharlie.uk. The Online Radio Club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With. On Monday, see hotelromeonovember.world. Now back to Bristol. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 777A on the 1st of June 1943. The flight was en route from Portugal to Whitchurch Airport, now defunct, in Bristol. The event has been granted the rare call sign Golf Bravo 80 Alpha Golf Bravo Bravo. The station will be active from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 30th of May to the 3rd of June on the 20 and 14 metre bands and on the Southwest DMR Cluster Talk Group 950. For more information, visit the gb80agbbqz.com page or email gb80agbb@gb7bs.com. On Monday, Swindon Amateur Radio Club will be holding a net via GB3WH. On Wednesday, the net moves to 70.400 MHz FM. On Thursday, the club will be holding its AGM at the Pine Trees from 7:30pm. The final net of the week will be held on Friday on 51.490 MHz FM. The contact is Viv M0IEP 07799 838 866. I regret there are no times for the Nets. Now, over in Wales, South Wales, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8pm on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7pm, hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Steve, 2W0VOG, is contact on 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Hensley's Village Hall, NP446JZ. New and old members are always welcome. The society has a fully equipped shack for member use, which also houses the GB3YA repeater, which is owned and maintained by the club. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411 595 103, or visit www.mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidal, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7pm every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30pm to 10:30pm most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 MHz at 10am. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 MHz at 8pm. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 10pm. Contact is via www.gw4ezw.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Phoenix Amateur Radio Subcumbery has now moved to its new premises at Griffithstown Community Hall, Victoria Street, Griffithstown, Pontypool, November Papa 4, 5 Hotel Hotel. The club meets every other week on a Monday evening between 7 and 9pm. The next meeting will be on Monday the 29th of May 2023 at the new location. The club has a D-Star net on DCS 002B on a Tuesday evening from 8pm. There's an HF net on Wednesday evening on 1.938 MHz lower sideband at 7:30pm. Contact is Chris, 2 Whiskey 0, Oscar Golf Yankee on 07473-630-005. Up in the Midlands, Gloucester Amateur Radios and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 MHz FM at 3:30pm. On Monday, members will be enjoying a talk by Mike, G6OTP, entitled Small Hand Tools and Setting Up a Workshop. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 MHz from 7:30pm, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8pm. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 145.475 MHz FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30pm on 145.475 MHz FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30pm on 432.220 MHz SSB. Contact is Anne, 2E1GKY, on 01242-699-595. During the day, or you could look at www.golf4alphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. Full works this morning. Local club secretaries, please note. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team at as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about Amateur Radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GBTRS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GBTRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango or Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.